Hi, it's Dave. In this video, we're going to be checking out Amazon's new home security drone, and I'm going to be sharing my thoughts on the whole drone trends going forward long term, but also on Amazon's strategy to make inroads into the home and also into the car. All right, let's take a look at a video that shows some of the announcements that Amazon made yesterday.
So let's start with the Ring Always Home camera, which feels like it's almost an April Fool's joke, but it's real. It's a security camera and a drone that's meant to fly through your house on preset paths. But Amazon is saying the right things, that when it's docked, it's not recording and it's not going to be spying on anybody, because while it's flying, it's going to be making a little buzzing sound. It's $249.99, so it's $250. It's coming out in 2021, 1080p, and it's a really cool concept that I am flabbergasted by. Usually we have some idea of what they're going to announce, but my goodness, drone camera.
All right, let's first talk about Amazon's new in-home security drone. Now, this is kind of mind-boggling. Kind of out of this world that this is already happening. Amazon says they're going to start selling this next year, and they wanted to kind of give a preview. And this drone doesn't even look like a drone. It kind of has a docking station, and you wouldn't know that it's a drone. And it kind of just comes up when needed, and it goes and monitors different rooms. And especially if there's a potential break-in, it'll go ahead and, you know, follow the thief around. Amazon is taking over your home, right? They have Alexa, you have Echo on all these places, and you have your Ring kind of doorbell security camera out there. And now you're going to have your Ring, I guess, home drone system that kind of just monitors your home and flies around when needed. Pretty soon, I would imagine that if regulations allow, Amazon will just extend this to the outdoor, right, area of your home. So you're going to have drones that are kind of maybe monitoring your whole property. And I think this signifies a huge milestone and a turning point with drones. Typically with any new technology, in the very beginning, you have the early adopters, right? These are the enthusiasts who are really into it. And you had that with the drones, right? People just flying drones and getting really into it. And now you can see drones are starting to cross the chasm into mainstream. In other words, there's no longer just a hobby for niche kind of enthusiasts, but now they're becoming a useful tool for the masses and the majority. And as you start to see the shift in drones, you're going to start to see the culture and perception around drones change. Before, they were kind of like a strange technology, but now you're going to see people's attitudes toward them start to adopt and get used to them. Now, this brings up several issues on both sides. On one side, you have great benefits, because imagine you have drones going around monitoring in your house, outside your house. They can do certain tasks for you. And so in some ways, technology is helping people to become more safe, to extend their capabilities of monitoring, right, their property or their safety. So in that sense, technology has a great benefit. And I can see a lot of people find this useful over time. However, on the flip side, technology also has a way to maybe infringe on other people. And by taking video, right, let's say it's starting with the inside, but let's say it goes to the outside, I could foresee a future where, let's say in 10 years, you have drones like everywhere, and drones are monitoring, taking video, and now this video is being processed by AI in different ways. And it's not just the individual, it's cities who are installing, you know, already video cameras on every single, let's say, entrance into their city, right? Their cities here in Southern California, I think Carlsbad is one, that they've got video cameras set up for every single signal light that enters their city or exits their city. And they're able to run advanced software, and this is all through third parties, that kind of track everyone coming in and out of their cities. And you can just take the logical steps with AI monitoring movements of people, that you're going to be able to track and forecast the likely kind of criminals, where they're going, and you're going to have, you know, cops chasing that. But also in the future, you can have drones who are able to monitor suspicious people coming into their cities or into their neighborhoods. Now, this is just the beginning, right, the year 2020. And what I'm talking about might not come for another, let's say, 5 or 10 years. However, I think it's worth thinking about the privacy concerns. Is it okay for my city to have hundreds or thousands of drones flying around, taking video, having that video processed with AI, and then AI telling, right, the city exactly who's a concern or who's not? And it's not just with cities. How about with local, let's say, home associations? Are they allowed, are they going to be allowed, let's say in 10 years, to have hundreds of drones flying around their neighborhoods? And where does this stop? Because what if the federal government also gets into it with hundreds or millions of drones flying around? And maybe this might take 15 or 20 years, but technology has a way of incrementally and ruthlessly progressing in its advancements. And so what we have today is really just the infancy of what drones are able to do. Not just drones flying around, but these are mobile video cameras that, when paired with the internet and artificial intelligence, they become a massively powerful and interesting device that we need to, I think, start thinking about the ramifications right now.
So in addition to the drone camera that flies through your house, Ring is announcing three different car products: the Car Alarm, the Car Cam, and the Car Connect. The Car Cam is fairly robust. It's meant to shoot both ways simultaneously. So it's able to see out the front of your windshield and back to record the cabin of your car. And then it'll automatically start recording if it senses an accident, or if you give a command that you're being pulled over, it responds and uses Amazon's assistant. And so it can help you capture these events to the cloud without needing a whole lot of input on your part. And it is going to require an LTE subscription. The Ring Car Alarm won't. It's just going to be able to attach to a port in your car. And then if it detects someone trying to break in, like there's movement when there shouldn't be, it's going to be able to sound your car's alarms. The Connect is going to bring these devices into an aftermarket device that's going to plug into the mechanics of your car. Ring's partnering with Tesla on the first version of this, but basically it's going to use the car's own systems to do similar functionality of the car alarm and the car cam. And Amazon's goal here is to work with car manufacturers to have all this stuff built in moving forward. To start, it's an aftermarket device.
All right, as you probably know, Amazon has made major inroads into the home with all of their different Alexa and Echo devices out there. Amazon is really doubling down on their whole audio interface. They want to provide useful information and become a valuable kind of assistant in the home and extend that to your work in different places. Now, Amazon is making inroads into the car, and they've announced with Ring to have three different devices. So the first device is kind of like a dash cam, and that this will record video, you know, I think in the front and the back of your car. The second device is a security device. It's an alarm. It plugs into your car and it gives an alarm whenever there's an intruder coming in. The third device is kind of interesting, and it's the Ring Car Connect. And what this does is this plugs into your car, but it lets you access like different footage from the car. And the first car company that Amazon Ring is partnering with is Tesla. Now, this is interesting because Tesla already has their Sentry kind of video mode. It captures video whenever there's, you know, possible disturbances around the car. What Amazon Ring is doing is it's plugging into the Tesla car, and it's able to pull the Sentry videos out so you can watch those Sentry videos from your phone. Now, a few questions about this. First, Tesla really ought to have their own app, right? In the Tesla app, it should be able to like show all of the Sentry videos and all of the different clips in your phone. You should be able to review them and delete them. I think Tesla, you know, should prioritize that, in my opinion. Second of all, it's interesting to think about Amazon's strategy here with the car. It seems like they're not just satisfied with the home, but they really want to be in the car. And I would imagine they want to be kind of Alexa in the car, and they want to provide value in the car. So with car security and with car videos and with connecting with the car, they want to be there. And in a lot of ways, it's an interesting partnership with Tesla, because Tesla could do it all by themselves. And I would imagine that Tesla's asking, like, what is Amazon's motivation here? And is there really a long-term partnership in the future? Or will there just be conflict of interests going forward? All right, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? Why is Amazon trying to get into the car? And why is Tesla choosing to partner with Amazon for one of their first devices? What kind of benefit is Tesla and Tesla owners going to receive? And do you agree with the partnership? All right, if this video has been helpful, go ahead and like it and subscribe to my channel. We're looking at investment topics through different angles, and we're trying to get beneath the surface of things by asking that additional question. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.